Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, dear listeners. As you know, I am Snoop, the top-notch dog detective, formerly of London. I'm here with my partner, Junior Detective Sniffy. All's quiet here on Bark Street in the suburban town of Pflugerville. In fact, maybe it's too quiet. We've had a sleepy holiday break with hardly any new cases over the last few weeks. Starting to wonder if I'm still the top-notch dog detective round these parts. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I am. I'm Snoop, the greatest dog detective of all time.
Me too.
Me too? Now, Sniffy, I must say, you've improved quite a bit in your detective skills since I first took you on as a trainee. But you are by no means the greatest dog detective of all time.
Oh, I know that, Snoop. I was saying me too about the dog part. I'm a dog too.
But of course that's what you meant, Sniffy. Why did I ever think otherwise?
I don't know. Maybe you're not the greatest dog detective anymore.
What? Why, let's change the subject. We need to find a case so that I can prove I'm still at the top of my game. All these lazy days and nights aren't helping with anything.
Well, why don't we try and figure out where all the holiday lights went? It sure is dark out here. I can't even see in front of my face anymore. I'm okay.
By Jove, you're right, Sniffy. All of the holiday lights that decorated the roof of the Schlubb's house are gone. I certainly didn't see the Schlubb's take down the holiday lights at any time.
And the Schlubb's usually never, ever take their holiday lights down until late summer, once all the neighbors start complaining.
Very right, young pup. There's no way they took them down this early.
I miss those lights. My favorites are the ones that dangle down and look like icicles. They're so pretty.
Yes, yes, I'm partial to the multicoloured ones. But those are gone too. Where could they have gone? And who took them? Looks like we finally got ourselves a case, lad.
Yay! A new case for me and maybe the greatest dog detective. We don't know.
Oh, Sniffy, I shall prove myself. First, we must investigate the roof. Maybe we can find some clue in the drainage grate where the lights used to hang.
Okay. But wait, the roof is all the way up there and we're all the way down here. How are we gonna get up there? Is it time to finally use the jetpack? Please say it's time to use the jetpack. I wanna use the jetpack.
Now, Sniffy, the jetpack function that Wheeler installed in my collar is only for emergencies. It's a dangerous tool that, when used improperly, could lead to serious harm.
So, jetpack?
In this case, no. I was going to ask for assistance from our flighty neighbour, Fred the Squirrel.
Oh, poo.
Cowabunga! Hi, Fred here. I heard my name, so I came flying out of that tree, overshot the distance, and purposefully, landed in this birdbath. But it was all on purpose. I never crash land. Lorraine's not around, is she?
Thank you for that elaborate story, Fred. And no, Lorraine is not around. We need your help.
Happy to help. It sure is dark out here. Haven't your humans ever heard of outside lighting? Some string lights, maybe a fire pit?
That's the issue, dear Fred. Our humans usually have their holiday lights up almost year-round. But now, they've suddenly disappeared. We need you to go up onto the roof to search the drainage grate for any clues.
Or Snoop can let me use the jetpack to fly up onto the roof so I can search for clues.
But why would you do that when I can just climb up there right now?
Oh, okay.
Here I go. I will find these missing lights. Okay, I'm on the roof. There are a lot of dead leaves in this grate.
Do you see any signs of the missing lights?
Any dog treats up there? Or other food items? If so, just toss them down.
Oh, that's where I put my lucky acorn. I've been looking for it.
Stay focused, Fred.
Ah, yes. Let's see. Well, yes, this must be where the holiday lights used to hang because there is a very clear imprint of a cord. There's a silky thread in its place.
Good. So, as we knew, the holiday lights did, in fact, used to be up there.
But where are they now?
That, my dear Sniffy, is the same question we've been asking this whole time.
It is?
I found something! Oh, wait, that's just a gummy worm.
Hey, I'm not a gummy worm. I'm a real worm. It's me, Dan.
Ah, yes, Dan. You helped us out back when my nemesis, Professor Mittens, stole the glass dog sculpture.
Oh, yeah. You were eavesdropping on conversations.
Eavesdropping? No, I wasn't. I have a life, you know. I don't just wait around listening to other animals so I can help you out on your cases. I have a lot of things to do.
Like what?
All right. Apologies again to you, Dan.
All that being said, though, I did overhear something and I do have some info that may be helpful to your case.
But of course.
You see, earlier tonight, I was lounging around in this mulch that stuck in the gutter drain when suddenly all those nice, cozy holiday lights started slowly moving past me. I thought I was having just another vivid dream. Did you know worms have vivid dreams?
No, I have cake dreams.
Okay, well, this wasn't cake, and this wasn't a dream. The holiday lights were getting pulled past me and down into the ground. I tried to see who was doing it, but once lights were gone, it was very dark, so I went back to lying in this mulch.
So, you didn't see who had pulled the lights off the roof?
No, worms aren't great with vision. Plus, I misplaced my glasses. But the lights were getting pulled down from over there.
Where?
There! Oh, wait, that's right. I don't have hands, so you can't see where I'm pointing. It was from down there, by that power outlet.
By Jove, Dan is right. Looks like there's an extension cord plugged into the outside power outlet.
And look, the extension cord leads this way, around the house. It must be cord connected to the holiday lights.
We have a trail to follow. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Dan.
Happy to help. By the way, Dan, how did you get all the way up on this roof?
A worm never reveals its secrets. Now excuse me, I have a life to get back to. Lying in this mulch. If only this sticky thread would get off me.
Snoop, let's go! If we follow the extension cord, we'll surely find the culprit. What an easy case we've solved.
This case certainly seems straightforward, but remember, Sniffy, things aren't always as easy as they appear to be.
Wait, Snoop! Where did the extension cord go?
Looks like it leads into those bushes. Tally-ho!
Tally-ho? Huh?
Oh, that's just a British phrase meaning the extension cord goes into the bushes, so we should go into the bushes to see where it leads.
You have a lot of fun British phrases, you say, Snoop, like by Jove and righto and chuffed and lad.
Those are the words of my home.
And I love them! Never stop saying things like knackered!
And you, dear Sniffy, never stop being yourself too. Never stop searching for food and following your curiosity.
Oh, I won't! And now I will boldly throw myself into these bushes first. Here I go! Snoop, come quick! Things just got complicated!
Before I venture forth into these bushes to see what Sniffy has found, why don't we take a quick break to gather our wit of courage and our breath of determination? For some reason, I think we'll need them both.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're back. Phew. Thought for a second there you might have left for good, and I don't blame you. Who wants to crawl through some scratchy bushes? I know I don't. But sometimes, for the case, you must do things you usually wouldn't do. So, I think I've stalled long enough. I will now start crawling through the bushes.
Snoop, look what I found.
What is it, Sniffy?
The extension cord. It goes down into this hole and then disappears. I can't see further because my snout doesn't fit in the hole.
Very interesting. Looks like we're going to have to call for help from the other member of our team.
Me?
No, not you. You're already here. I'm talking about our favourite groundhog and honorary dog detective, Poot.
Oh, Poot! I love Poot! She's the perfect size to fit into that hole. She can follow the extension cord to the culprit.
Now, I wonder where Poot could be.
Did someone say Poot? It's me, Poot!
Wow, what are the chances of Poot just showing up when we say her name?
It's just like when we said Fred's name and he showed up too. Why, it's almost as if every animal on Bark Street is always around.
Well, I'd admit, I was following you both this entire time.
You were? Why?
Well, you see, I too was curious about the holiday lights. I was just about to have my second lunch when all the lights above me went out. I thought it was odd, and now I couldn't see my carrot soup anymore. When I came out of my hole to see where the light went, it was very dark. And that's when I saw you two talking it up with Fred the Squirrel. I didn't want to interrupt because I wanted to be undercover.
Undercover?
Yeah, it's something new I'm trying out. While you two are the obvious faces of the detective agency, I am the undercover agent, hiding in the literal shadows.
Very interesting tactic, Poot. So, did you learn anything while you were undercover, so to say?
I basically just eavesdropped on your entire conversation and then followed you into these bushes, so, no? I'm still working out the kinks here.
Very well. But now we must ask you to step out of the shadows of your undercover persona and bravely follow the extension cord into the tunnel.
Aye aye, Captain. I have my trusty headlamp ready for action, and I'm gonna bring back those holiday lights.
I wish I could go too.
Sniffy, you and I can help up here on the ground. In fact, Wheeler gave me some cool new gadgets. Take this earpiece and camera, Poot. Now, Sniffy and I will be able to see and hear everything that you see and hear in the tunnel.
Oh, so high tech.
Ooh, this is cool and sparkly.
Now, Poot, are you ready?
Time to go find the holiday lights. Here I go!
This is formerly undercover, but now just underground. Agent Poot, reporting for detective duty. My mission? To find the holiday lights thief. I'm following the black extension cord as it leads through a series of underground tunnels.
This is so awesome that we get to follow along and see what Poot is seeing. Oh, wait, Poot. Is that a mushroom?
Yes, Sniffy. That is indeed a mushroom.
Can you save that for me?
Sniffy, Poot doesn't have time to stop and gather other things. She's on a mission.
Oh, okay, fine. I don't need it, even though I love eating mushrooms.
Oh, no!
Poot, why did you stop?
The tunnel just split up into so many different paths. Which way should I go?
Well, Poot, you should take the path where the extension cord is going.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Sometimes I get groundhog brain. So I'll go this way, follow this extension cord, which also has a white, silky thread on it.
Interesting. And wait, is it me? Or is the tunnel getting lighter?
It's just you.
No, Snoop is right. The tunnel is now ascending back out of the ground. We're coming out. And we're out.
Where are you?
That's a good question. This building? It's lit up with the holiday lights. Oh, I appear to be outside Lorraine's barn.
Lorraine's barn!
Yep, this is definitely Lorraine's barn, but I don't see that duck anywhere.
Snoop, why would Lorraine take the schlub's holiday lights and put them on her barn?
She wouldn't. It seems like someone else is trying to frame her. Poot, wait there. We're on our way.
You were right, Snoop. Things aren't as breezy as they appear to be.
I said easy, not breezy.
Oh, that's right. Gallipo!
Oh, Sniffy.
Wow, you made it here really fast. It's me, Poot. Hi.
I'm a fast dog runner.
Poot is right. The holiday lights are strung across Lorraine's barn. But why?
It's beautiful. Look at the icicle lights. Aren't they fun?
Hey, what are all you doing outside my barn gawking up at these beautiful holiday lights? Holiday lights? Huh? What? Why are there holiday lights all over my barn?
A likely story, Lorraine. Do you have your ticket book? Because I think you're gonna have to write yourself a ticket.
But I didn't put up these holiday lights. I would never sanction that.
She's telling the truth.
She is?
She is?
I am?
Yes, Lorraine didn't slyly take the holiday lights from the schlub's roof, drag them through an underground tunnel, and then decorate her barn.
That's right. I didn't. So who did?
Let me recap. Earlier tonight, the schlub's beautiful holiday light display was dragged off their roof and into an underground tunnel, only to be repurposed up on Lorraine's barn.
Yeah, we know all that.
But what you don't know is that at every location where the holiday lights have been, there has also been something else. A white, silky, sticky thread.
That's right, I saw that in the tunnel.
And Fred mentioned he saw some up in the drainage grate.
As did Dan the Worm.
But what does that have to do with anything?
Why, everything. For that sticky thread is not just any sticky thread. It's a spider's cobweb. That's right, I said a spider's cobweb.
This is awkward for me.
Oh, that's Kevin. He's my spider friend who lives in the corner of my barn.
Yeah, it's me. I took the holiday lights.
But why?
Lorraine, you never decorate for the holidays, and it was so gloomy and dark in my corner. When I saw the beautiful lights twinkling in the distance, I thought I wanted that joy in my place too. So I traveled all the way across the field, into the tunnel, and up onto the roof of the house, and brought the lights back here. Look at my web.
Wow, it's so sparkly and shiny.
It really is beautiful. I like the way it glistens.
But Kevin, these lights aren't yours. You can't just steal holiday lights from another house.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll wind them back up and give them back.
Kevin, you should have just told me you wanted some holiday decorations. I actually confiscated a bunch from Donna the Raccoon after she took them out of the trash can. You can use those.
Really? Thanks, Lorraine.
Another case solved.
And we did it as a team.
But Snoop is the one who noticed the spider's web. I think you really are the greatest dog detective of all time.
Thanks, young lad. You have me chuffed. And yes, it's true. I am indeed quite good.
I love when he talks British to me.
What a glorious night it's been proving myself right. Don't you love it when that happens on a case? If you've enjoyed our little show, you'll love all the other shows from Go Kid Go. Sniffy and I listen to them all the time. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, happy detecting!
Go Kid Go!
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all! What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.